32 days of the NFL draft. You continue following us, our draft coverage right here at JoeBucksFan.com. Today we're going to take a look at the Buffalo Bills, a team that's making a transition in not just a coach, but also in styles, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So anytime you get a team like this, a draft is going to be very important for the Bills. And the Bills hold maybe one of the most important picks in this draft with the 9th overall selection. Because you look at the Bills in this position, if Jimmy Clausen falls to the Bills and gets past the Bills, he could be falling a long way. So the question is whether or not the Bills take Clausen at 9. You know, I look at the quarterback position for the Bills, and you know they have a young guy in Brian Brohm. They still have Trent Edwards, who is also a young quarterback. Chan Gailey, you know, when you look at and you evaluate your quarterback position, the question is Jimmy Clausen going to be that much better and worth that much more money than what you already have in the roster? And although I think he's talented, that's a pretty big risk. Because it's hard to gauge how talented Jimmy Clausen is going to be in the NFL. And I do think that teams are worried. I would be worried if I were the Buffalo Bills. They're making a transition to the 3-4 defense. This is going to fit their first-round pick from last year, Aaron Maben. But they still need to somehow generate a better pass rush. I do like their secondary, their safeties and corners. I don't think they need to address that. They're going to move Paul Posluszny inside along with Kawika Mitchell. So they do need another outside linebacker, a rush linebacker in that 3-4 defense. Marcus Stroud will move to an end position, but I do also think that the Bills need a nose tackle to go up front. On the offensive side of the ball, we talked about quarterback. They lose Terrell Owens to free agency, so wide receiver becomes a possibility for the Bills. I don't see them going receiver with the number 9 pick, but in the second round, a guy like Aurelius Ben, if he were to fall to them in the second round, would definitely be an option. A guy who's played in cold weather, is used to it, doesn't have to adjust, and is a bigger type receiver to go opposite of Lee Evans would be a possibility there. Another possibility, if the Bills decide not to go with a guy like Dan Williams in the first round, who's a nose tackle from Tennessee, a couple of possibilities for the Bills in round 2 would be Cam Thomas, nose tackle from North Carolina. Also, Linval Joseph, who's starting to fly up draft boards, considered now a second-round pick out of East Carolina. Both of those two guys, as nose tackles, would fit right in with what the Bills are transforming to on the defensive side of the ball, to that 3-4 defense fitting that nose tackle profile. First round for the Bills. They really do hold a wild card because they could go Dez Bryant. They do have a need at receiver. They could go Jimmy Clausen. Left tackle, I mean, we haven't even brought this up, but left tackle's the biggest need. They did address last year the interior offensive line, Eric Wood, Andy Levitre, coming in, drafted last year. They're both interior offensive linemen. But the Bills do need a tackle, and especially a left tackle. There could be a run on tackles before the Bills pick at 9. I have predicted that. I do see that happening. If that doesn't happen and one of the big three are on the board in Russell Okung, Brian Bulaga, or Trent Williams, I personally would take one of those three if any of them fall to the Bills at 9. If none of them are there, the Bills have an intriguing decision. Yeah, I do see Dez Bryant being on the board. He'll be up for discussion. Anthony Davis should be on the board unless the Raiders take him at 8. But Anthony Davis, a left tackle from Rutgers, has had some character issues, has had some weight issues, but does fill a need for the Bills at the left tackle position. He'd be up for discussion. Jimmy Clausen would be up for discussion. And the wild card here, I mentioned outside linebacker in that 3-4 transitioning to that 3-4 defense, is Derek Morgan. You know, all those other guys that, you know, Dez Bryant and Anthony Davis and even Jimmy Clausen to an extent, but the first two guys have character flaws, weight issues, you know, things that just aren't good when you're drafting that high. Jimmy Clausen, there's been questions about his intangibles, about his leadership, about his attitude, about his maturity. To me, that's not good coming from a quarterback that could be paid millions of dollars if he's a top 10 quarterback. The one guy that doesn't have those character issues that that the Bills will consider with the ninth pick if he's there is Derek Morgan, coming from Georgia Tech. Defensive end, plays the run and the pass equally well, can stand up and play end or outside linebacker in a 3-4 defense. And oh, by the way, Chan Gailey, who's now the head coach for the Buffalo Bills, recruited him to Georgia Tech. So he knows the type of player he is. He knows the type of player he's become. And there is already a tie there between the two. So I would not, and if you're a Bills fan, do not be surprised if Derek Morgan is the selection there. But the Bills have plenty of needs. They could go offense with their first couple picks. They could go defense with their first couple of picks. They could mix and match. If I'm the Bills, if I'm general manager, I probably pick one side of the ball and address it. If I want to address the defense, boom, I go defense with my first two picks. If I'm content with what I have skill-wise on the defensive side of the ball already, I definitely look to address offensive tackle. If they don't address offensive tackle in round one, it might not be worth reaching for another offensive tackle in round two. Go ahead and wait a little bit there. So if they're looking to go offensive tackle, they need to go with the ninth pick and then address one of the other positions there in the second round and third round and so on. But there are the needs for the Buffalo Bills. Tomorrow we take a look at the always busy, biggest wild card in any NFL draft. It's the Oakland Raiders. Tomorrow's podcast could be a long one. All right, we'll try and break them down tomorrow. 32 days of the NFL draft. It's 32 teams in 32 days leading right up to the first round. And you'll be able to hear all the action on 620 WDAE, the sports animal. But until then, follow our draft coverage and become a member and join us here at JoeBucksFan.com.